Hi guys, this is Stephanie. How was your week? Today I'm going to compare American words and British words. The most well-known example is that British people call French fries chips, and the chips are called crisps in Britain. The elevator is called a lift, and the eraser is called rubber in Britain. Sneakers in America is equivalent to trainers. The most significant difference would be that pants in the UK means underwear, and the American pants is trousers in Britain. I know, it's so different and so confusing. Other than differences in the words, the spelling is different as well. I went to an American international school in Germany, so I was used to the American ways of spelling and the words they used, and of course the American accent. So when I moved to England, I had to change the words that I was using and the spelling. Favorite is spelled with an extra U in Britain, just like there's an extra U for the color. Also, center is spelled C-E-N-T-R-E. When I first wrote my essay in Britain, my teacher pointed out my American spelling which I was using, and hence I changed my ways of spelling things, adapting the British ways. But now since I'm in America, I need to use American spelling again, which is really annoying. Believe it or not, I used to have a very strong American accent when I first moved from Germany to Britain. But my accent changed to a British accent as I was surrounded by British environment. The predominant pronunciation difference between the American way and the British way would be demonstrated by the word water bottle. In American accent, it will be water bottle, but in British accent, it will be water bottle. The other thing is that saying what is considered to be rude in Britain. If you need to hear it again, you have to say pardon. One of the most common words that British use is absolutely. They say absolutely nailed it, absolutely this, absolutely that. Probably the frequency of saying this is the same as Americans saying yo. Anyways, that is it for today, and I absolutely aced it. Auf Wiedersehen, cheers!